Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, honeys. How are you? I haven't done an intro on an ep in a while because these minis have been the kind of pulse of what's happening in my life. But I felt I needed to come on real quick and just be a little honest with y'all. I'm going to be honest. The episode you're about to hear is a little old, okay? It's not super old, but it is a few months old. And I wanted to warn you about that. Why is it a few months old? You know what? Because life kept getting in the way, okay? My episode schedule kept getting a little wonky. I had the Florida girls on, you know, they had to promote their show. I had Travis Coles on, needed to promote David Makes Man. Are we all watching, by the way? Incredible. So, you know, I had a schedule and then the schedule got off and then I've been recording minis and sometimes I make a mini a real up or I make a real up a mini and I'm on the go. As you know, I keep getting swept away to Delaware on a moment's notice. New Jackie is living her life. Long story short, I'm releasing this episode. It's a couple months old, okay? Also, I told a really personal story on this episode that I was going to cut out. But then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Okay, so enjoy it, all you looky-loos. Or in this case, the listener-loos. Also, the past few episodes of Nash Beauty have been very light on the makeup chat. This one will scratch that itch. We talk makeup, honey. And then next week's mini will be all about Indie Beauty Expo, my discoveries. It's going to be lots of fun stuff, so be on the lookout for that. Okay, last disclaimer. The interview I did with Tyla Abbott from Aether Beauty, I was originally going to make that a mini. And obviously, she was so interesting, and we had such a great talk that we ended up gabbing, and I made it a full length. So while I was there, I didn't record a song for her app, and then I ended up needing one, so I chopped it off of this episode you're about to hear and put it on that one. So you know what? I'm keeping it on here. You're going to hear Cream in My Religion again, okay? And you know what? I'm fine with that. And I hope nobody judges me, okay? Just act surprised when you hear it. I'm being real. Sometimes the pressures to do these damn intro songs gets to me. Sometimes I might repeat them. Okay, so I just want to say get excited for that, okay? It's so random because I've recorded several things over the past couple years and then for some reason, again, they were shelved and I'm going to pull some stuff out and I will always warn you, I have a bra episode coming up that's really exciting that I just kind of forgot about. So just be on the lookout. You know, I consider Nash Beauty to be evergreen and I'm pretty sure y'all do too. So I just wanted to let you know that. Please enjoy this trip down memory lane from 3 months ago, honey. Back in the good old days of the beginning of the summer. Enjoy.
You are a natural beaut. You are a natch beaut. Oh, yeah.
That's me in Sephora. That's me in the sunscreen, losing all my serums, trying to keep up with Natch Beaut, and I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I've creamed too much. I haven't creamed enough. I mean, I'm happy with how that went. I mean, a little off genre for me. I've been doing a lot of pop punk, and I'm very happy with that.
I gotta say, I'm intimidated right now.
I hope that's a good thing.
I gotta step up my podcast game.
You know, the intros are, we take the intros very seriously here. Welcome to Natch Beaut, everybody. Welcome to Natch Beaut. Welcome to Creaming My Religion. Okay, welcome. Creaming is my religion. I feel like it's very, you know, I go to the church of cream, honey. Okay, take a seat. Oh, now I gotta turn these off. Great. Okay, Welcome to Natribute, everybody. I don't know if you know this, but this is who you're talking to. You're talking to the Beauty Talk Shock Jock, the Queen of Creams, your host with the most serums, the freshest fringe on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, the pop punk princess, honey. Your favorite kooky Southern aunt, Jackie Johnson, is here. Hello, welcome. My guest today, we just met, and we've already had a beautiful conversation about Adderall. So things are flowing like wine over here. Okay, let me tell you all about her. She's a comedian. She's also a podcast host. Her podcast is called Be Here for a While. And don't worry, I'll be on it soon.
Yes,
I know what you're
will.
All thinking. But for now, she's here with me on Natribute. Her name is Rachel O'Brien.
Thanks for having me.
Oh my God, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming to Burbank.
I'm so impressed by that intro. I mean,
listen, we don't fuck around.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a child of the school of Weird Al.
Okay.
And I'm all about those parody songs.
I love that.
I don't know. It's just, they feed my soul.
I love that. I gotta say, I did DJ my own intro music as a joke originally, but now I've kept it.
That's great.
So I'm a DJ.
And you know what? In LA, we all have mini slashes.
Yeah.
It's the only
yeah.
way to pay rent
yeah.
in this town.
If you got GarageBand, you can
That's
DJ.
That's right. That's right. If you got YouTube, you know, you can be an artist.
Yep.
So welcome, Rachel. My first question for all guests on Natribute is, what type of skin do you have?
Oh, I'm going to go with oily, probably.
Okay.
Or just combo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love a combo.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like those, like, isn't everyone basically just a combo?
We all are.
Because honestly, like, if you have dry skin, drink some water and put some lotion on. Solved. Unless you have a real medical condition.
You got me there. You got me there. That's a very valid point. Okay, my second question. This is the one that I decided to ask you just as you walked in. How are you, Tan?
Listen,
summer is here and you're looking bronze to the gall. And I'm like jealous because I retreat from the sun. I made a point a few years ago. I said, I've hit an age where I'm not comfortable anymore. I just need to, you know, stay pale.
Yeah. And you're smart for it. I am not proud of the level of tan that I am right now because it's horrible for my skin. The freckles and melasma on my forehead right now are unbelievable. I got really tan on accident.
Oh, okay. Did you fall asleep in the sun on vacation?
I just went to the desert like last weekend and I was just, I'm obsessed with the My Favorite Murder podcast. I think they're hilarious. And now I just really like listening to murder stuff. And so I was just enjoying myself laying in the pool.
My Favorite Murder. Never heard of it. Is it popular?
You're joking.
Yeah, Georgia's been on Natribute.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's so cute.
Yeah, good friend of mine.
And I was just enthralled with it. And I kept putting sunscreen on, but apparently sunscreen only blocks burns because I was not burning at all, but like, I was like, I'm going to look 75 soon. Like, my skin looks like fine Corinthian leather right now.
It looks beautiful.
No,
I disagree.
It's aging me, for sure.
So this is a real tan.
This is real.
Wow.
I've never had a spray tan.
What?
Yeah.
An LA girl never had a spray tan?
I don't like the smell of them.
Not even for a red carpet?
No. Wow. I don't care enough.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Listen, that's great. Because I assumed you were going to go, let me tell you all about myself or my self-tan regimen. I use this and then I use this because it looks so real. That's why I wanted to know. I was like,
real.
Tell us the secrets because it's real.
Because it's real and the sun damage is also real.
Well, you know what? We all do our best.
Yeah, listen.
Like you said, put
I can't
on cream and drink water.
Can't be perfect.
Yeah, and that's beautiful. I have so many things I want to ask you. We've never met, but, you know, I've been trolling your account, really just taking everything in. And you are like a pretty glam gal.
Thanks.
I really want
Tell
to...
my mom that.
You know, it's funny you bring up your mom. I screen grabbed a photo that you put up of you and your mom.
Yeah, my mom's gorgeous.
I was like, is that your sister?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, has your mom taught you anything about beauty? Just based on the photo, I could tell y'all were close.
Yeah.
But just, she's stunning, you're stunning. What? You both look like sisters. Did you learn anything from her in terms of beauty, self-care?
Yeah, for sure. Getting a lot of sleep. We both like, I go to bed by like 10 p.m. if I can, unless I have like a late night gig. Like, I'm happy to go to bed at 8:45.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. It's who I am.
It's hard for a comic, though. I mean, that's literally when you make the money is at night.
Yeah, but on nights where I don't have shows,
right.
You know?
You could become one of those, like, early bird comics. You could start doing the breakfast shift.
I actually just did a show. I headlined a show, Wichita, Kansas. They gave me the 5 p.m. spot because I already had the weekend booked, and I was just going there anyways. I was like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And that was perfect time slot for me. I was still in bed early.
Yeah. Still get to do that sleep routine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd say that with her. And then, I don't know. We eat overall pretty healthy. We eat a lot, but we eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, my mom's not like a huge, like, drinker or anything.
Yeah.
So
when you were little, did you ever like dig through her products or her makeup or anything?
I do it now.
Yeah.
I was just, when I was in the desert, I was at their house. I stole so much makeup. She's going to get to that house later and
be like, where's all my shit?
Yeah. Where's all that? Oh, that's all I do is steal. I'm like razors, bronzer, toilet paper.
I always say my mom is the giving tree. Mm-hmm. You know that Shel Silverstein book?
Yeah.
It's like literally, I'm like walking. I'm like, I need those branches now. Yeah. Thanks. I need your trunk. Thanks. It's like we just take and take.
She was smart enough to have her closet locked. Otherwise, there'd have been some shit taken.
Oh,
from
I've
there.
Taken everything. My mom's like, oh yeah, I have no belts and no purses. Great, thanks.
Cool.
And I'm like, I live in LA. Okay, I need them.
I have to keep up with people.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so let's just say, like, today, if we're going to pull back the curtain, is a Monday, okay? What's, like, your day-to-day makeup, Luke? Like, just running errands, normal day-to-day, what do you do?
It's just always been the same. I've been doing winged eyeliner since, like, 98.
Uh-huh.
Like, pretty
much. I mean, ahead of the trend, I would say.
Because that was from, like, the old times, 50s,
right.
Whatever.
Wing liner's classic, but it definitely, I feel like certain eras, if you wore a wing liner, people would be like, what are your nails?
That's true, but I don't think I cared.
Yes,
you
love
know?
That. I also
wore a two-piece homecoming dress, and I was severely overweight. So you know what?
I did too.
Did you? I doubt you were overweight. You're tall and lanky.
I was the opposite, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I was like.
Well, you were the prime person to wear one of those, though.
I'll pull up the photos.
Oh,
I was a mid-aughts quine. I mean, I had that belly out every chance I got. Dangly belly button rings, low, waist dresses. Yeah.
Good for you.
I love a belly moment.
So yeah, it's always been like a liquid winged eyeliner, but mm-hmm. I do dark brown, not black.
Oh.
Black's a little harsh.
Okay.
People don't realize that. Unless you're doing like a real severe night look, mm-hmm. go with dark brown.
And where do you even buy dark? What do you know what brand it is? I'm very curious.
I either use Stila mm-hmm. or Kat Von D's, but Kat mm-hmm. Von D's dries up really quickly.
Right.
There's something, but the black one doesn't of hers, but the brown one does. Or Tarte, but Tarte keeps not having theirs at Sephora, so I've given up on them, but they are actually the best.
Yeah. So you do no matter what, every day there's a wing.
I mean, it's either I don't wear makeup or I do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Or I just put like a little bronzer on and like fill in my eyebrows or something.
Yeah, the brows
are on
point.
Always lip liner. I always wear lip liner.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm in the like 90s like nude lip liner thing. Mm-hmm. Can't help it.
Yeah. A lip liner, a wing, mm-hmm. and then you do have a on point brow.
Thank you.
So how did you?
I don't pluck my brows, actually. Well, I like will occasionally pluck a random hair, but there's no brow maintenance involved in these brows.
Wow.
Yeah. I just kind of was like, you know what? I'm going to do like little kid brows. I'm just going to let them go.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the key. So did you not overpluck during the, belly prom dress era?
Oh, no. I found some photos where, yeah. I mean, it's like I took a razor and just went straight down the middle of my brows and just gave myself
thing.
Rottweiler brows.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Horrible.
Rottweilers, I call them golden raisin eyebrows.
Yeah.
They have just those little tiny, but I love that Rottweiler eyebrows. So that might be title of ep. That's honestly brilliant.
That's exactly
I
what
love
they look
that.
Like.
That's so good. And I love dogs. I'm like
yeah,
a dog
too.
Nut. So are you a dog mom?
I don't have one, but I love
yeah,
them.
Yeah, you're an auntie.
Yeah.
Did you meet Chooch?
Yes, I did.
My little stinky in there.
So cute.
Okay. I love that. Okay. Here is another question for you. So your skin is like glowing in every photo you post. I don't know if you're like all about some, there's like a filter or something, but damn girl, what are you doing to get this glow?
I think it's good lighting. Yeah, I think.
Come on, you got to give me something.
Good lighting. Well, there's that one Instagram filter, that new one called Subtle, but.
Oh, I don't know about Subtle.
Yeah.
I use Paris. That's one swipe
to
the right.
No, you got
to
do the, it's a.
Oh, right. See, I never fuck with any of that shit.
Yeah, I only use that one.
Yeah, good to know. I might have a start.
But I think
that.
It's like you got to get the right lighting.
Yes.
And I do a lot of highlighting, a lot of bronzer and highlighting.
Yeah.
What's the one I really like? Charlotte Tilbury has this, what is it called? It's like HD or something flawless, mm-hmm. whatever. And you can either put it all over your face, like under your foundation, or you can just highlight with it. It's incredible.
I'm going to go to your Instagram.
Okay.
On your Instagram, you have some archived stories.
Uh-huh.
You have a thing that says, things I love.
Yes. Some products.
And then it says, I get asked about my makeup. I get asked about my podcast equipment, blah, blah, blah. So you've made charts. So this is brilliant, and I should honestly do the same thing. Okay, so right here you have the Hourglass Ambient Lighting Palette. This has come up on NatchBeaut a lot.
Okay.
So this is a product that you probably, I guess you like. And this is a three different color palette of highlights.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Hourglass is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
They've got really quality shit.
They have a very good, why can't I think of the names? Like a translucent powder you put on like after?
Uh-huh.
Very good one.
Yep. You have a Kevin Aucoin bronzing veil.
Yep.
It's
the Kevin Aucoin little foundation pod thingy mm-hmm. there is the most incredible thing. You can use like three dots on your entire face.
Yeah.
Takes a lot of blending, but it's incredible.
I need that. When Christina Hutchinson was here, she told me about that. You know her?
I know the name.
Guys, we fucked.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you have that on here, the Kevin Aucoin.
Yeah.
Kevin Aucoin Beauty, the Sensual Skin Enhancer. She even said, like, you need a dot. You need a microscopic dot.
And you want to blend right away.
Right. Because
it will, like, start to set in mm-hmm. and, like, yeah.
Love that. Okay. Now, what else is
on here?
I think, like,
my new favorite brand overall, though, is Charlotte Tilbury. Mm-hmm. I love her lip liner right now. There's a True Nude.
You use her foundation, I see here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I need to get.
Sometimes, I'm more into Laura Mercier's Illuminating Tinted Moisturizer.
Mm-hmm.
That one's a good one.
And that might be another glow that you,
I think that, yeah, there's a lot of glowing products.
Yes, a lot of glowing products.
This isn't an inner glow. My soul's too dead for that, you know? This is
yes,
just,
it's all artificial.
This is all artificial.
All external glow.
Yep.
and do you do a glowy look all year, or is this sort of like your summer look?
I think it's all year.
Yeah, I love that. We're in LA, goddammit.
Yeah,
yeah, of course, why not?
Okay, let me live my life.
Do you use Buxom Mascara?
That's the only one I use, yeah.
Wow, I didn't even know they had a mascara.
I don't know when I got so into it, but it's the only one I like right now, and it has been for a couple of years.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm always looking for a good rec for that. Great. Now I want to go through the products, the beauty. Okay, because you got some interesting shit on here. Beauty tools. Okay, so do you really use this hairbrush thing? Hot air spin brush.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not that often, but yeah, I use it.
But your hair is great. I have on here some hair stuff because you kind of have that, like, L.A. beachy, beautiful, highlighty, long, glossy hair that a lot of us want.
Isn't that what you have? It's kind of the exact same
when
thing.
When it's clean, which it never is. But I'm very curious about this tool. So you have on your Amazon, Joyum 3-in-1 Hot Air Spin Brush for Styling and Frizz Control, auto-rotating. I love how Amazon has the longest titles of everything.
You're like, we got the point just by the photo.
Right, but I think it's so that when people search, they mm-hmm. start. So tell me what this product does.
Well, I think it's really good for people that have curly hair. I heard about it from my friend who has, like, curly hair. I mean, mm-hmm. she's had, like, Brazilian blowouts, but, you know, it still gets.
Right.
And so she was using it at my house, and so I tried it, and now I just kind of use it. I mean, I have really straight hair,
same.
But just to get like a soft wave
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of doing like, you can let your hair air dry like a teeny bit and then just do that and you're taking a whole step out of it.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
And is this, it automatically spins.
Mm-hmm.
Do you control the spin with your finger? Okay.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I have one that is, it's so old. I mean, I've had this since fucking elementary. I mean, it's a Conair, I believe, and all the buttons have fallen off, so I can't change the settings. Obviously, I need some help here. That's why you're here. And I plug it in, it turns on, and it's just basically a big round brush, but there's a built-in hairdryer.
Yeah.
So I manually can like curl bangs or manually kind
of
do
nice.
A blowout. But so does this one not? This one doesn't
it's kind
have
of the same thing.
Yeah, but does it have a hairdryer built in?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh shit! I'm getting this.
Yeah,
and you can curl. Okay,
it's cool.
Yeah, and it's only $30.
I've gotten my
bucks.
Hair stuck in it a little bit a few times, but
yeah,
that's you
trial
know.
And error.
Yeah,
yeah, that's to be expected. Come
yeah.
on, you know, beauty is pain.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is only $30.
It's
cheap.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. Okay, might have to.
Your
check.
Nails look really good, by the way. I'm very self conscious about chip mine are.
I have only recently started getting my nails done again.
Really?
It's $65.
Okay, I have a very good tip for this
yes.
that I'm pretty proud of.
Please.
But you have to live in LA or, well, I first went to one in Boston. There's a salon called Mini Lux.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a type of polish there, which I think some other nail salons carry it, but it's really mostly just this place.
Mm-hmm.
That's called High Performance Polish.
Mm.
And it lasts the exact same time as like gel,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't take, you know, not putting your hands
right.
under those lights. It's
right.
literally just a polish. And I've never experienced anything like it. It's incredible.
Wow.
So Mini Lux High Performance Polish. And it doesn't take forever. It only costs
$35. Right.
Yeah.
That is a good tip. Okay, while we're on this note, I'm going to go ahead and take a breaky, but we're going to be right back.
Oh, yeah.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, yeah.
We're right back! What did I tell you? Quick break. Okay, real quick, I just want to tell everybody, because I get asked about my nails all the time, so this is a perfect opportunity. This is Gel Builder. Have you heard of that?
No.
So it's not regular gel. It's also called hard gel.
Okay.
So it's essentially a thicker gel. So it's sort of like having acrylic nails, but there's no acrylic. It's made of gel. So these are
it's
really thick and hard.
It's not that dip stuff, right? Mm-mm. No, okay.
Dang. Really hard and thick nails. So
how
it's
long
gel.
Does that last?
I mean, I get a fill every 3.5 weeks.
Oh, so you just fill it. So it is kind of an acrylic.
It is, but it's made of gel. And that's why it's so expensive, because it's not, even just regular gel is what, $50?
Yeah.
But this is $65 for a fill.
Dang, they look good.
But these are my real nails.
But I don't know if I can do the long nail thing.
Yeah, it's really hard
they
when
look
you
great,
wipe
but...
and when you type.
Yeah.
It's really hard. I don't know how anyone does it. Like, I was watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians. They have nails like Wolver fucking Reen, man.
Oh, it's incredible.
Like a foot long. And I'm like, how do you wipe your ass?
Well, I've
how
also
do you wipe your children's asses?
I've also heard like people that work in nail salons say it's so unsanitary. Like,
oh,
it's
right.
like all the shit that's like, ugh.
Oh, well, I get all kinds of dirt. That's another thing. Now that you have nails, you can look and see, like, oh, I'm fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
You see all the dirt.
So, it's just a shame spiral
yes.
every time you look at your fingers.
Yes, so I have to sit there and scrub them every night, but this is as long as I can get.
They look good.
Especially getting your contacts out. How the yeah. fuck? I, like, scrape my goddamn cornea every day trying to get my fucking contact out. I saw a YouTube video. Somebody used both fingers and squished their eyeball.
Oh, God.
I'm
That's just
you,
not worth
what
it.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing
it's too
to ourselves?
Much. Too much.
I mean, you could argue too much. Okay, let me go through some of these other products because I think this is interesting. You have a couple different jade roller / gua shas.
Mm-hmm.
So are you all about that roll?
What? I like them. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. They, well, I like to when you put them in the fridge
mm-hmm.
and then you feel a little puffy.
Yep.
You get that. It really works. It makes yes. your skin look like kind of shiny and glowy.
Mm-hmm. So do you gua sha or do you jade roll or do you do both?
I do both. I originally got one of the gua sha, whatever. That's just the like
uh-huh.
hard thingy
mm-hmm.
because I broke my hand and they gave me one of those to like try to break up the scar tissue in my
wow.
hand because my hand just still doesn't really move because of the scar tissue. And then
wow.
I Googled other like...
Uses
for mm-hmm. it. I was like, oh, people use this like on their face.
Yeah.
So then that's how I got into it.
Wow. How'd you break your hand?
I fell off a bike.
Oh.
No, it's not dramatic at all.
So
I was like sober,
yeah.
just riding a bike and just tipped over like a moron.
You know what? Things happen, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. I have this same product.
Do you like it?
Yeah. So this is a bath and shower dry skin and body sisal brush.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do
just a dry brush.
Do you use this dry?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to get into dry brushing, so perfect, you know, kismet that you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more about this and how you use it and when, et cetera.
It makes your skin incredibly soft.
Yeah. Okay. I need
like,
that. I feel like my skin is
That's a
is
compliment
just raw.
I get from gentlemen friends.
Mm-hmm.
often.
From suitors,
mm-hmm. where they're like, how is this your skin so soft? I'm like, it's just
You're
me.
Like, because I'm a fucking angel.
I'm an angel. What? You didn't know?
Right.
Look at this winged eyeliner. Anyways, so it makes your skin incredibly soft. It's supposed to, like, break up cellulite.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows about
mm-hmm.
that? But... I don't know. It probably just like moves around your lymphatic
mm-hmm.
system, but mostly the softness is what I'm getting from
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And so, how do you use this?
You just before you get in the shower, you're supposed to do it for like 10 minutes. There's no way I'm gonna do that. But you start from the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
You do want to do your like towards your heart last.
Mm-hmm.
So you do like your legs and then your arms and stomach and all that, and then end like closer to your heart. But you don't want to do it really hard on like sensitive areas.
Right. Not yeah. gonna be rubbing that clit with this.
Yeah. No. Just not trying to rub your nipples off.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Why did I go to clit and you went to nipples? I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, we're all going through our own shit, you know?
We're all on our own path.
We're all on our own path, okay? Rottweiler eyebrows, okay? It's happening. Do you do your face?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. I wonder if people do.
I think they do.
It seems a little harsh. I've had people tell me that even like exfoliate, like scrubs are too harsh on your face.
Yes.
Are they?
You know, there's a whole school of thought about exfoliating, physical exfoliants versus chemical exfoliants versus everybody do your fucking best, okay?
Yeah. It drives me crazy, though, when you hear people who are just like, I don't know, like my beauty routine is just, I just like wash my face and sometimes I put a little lotion on. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Take it more seriously.
Yeah.
Do you want to look good when you get older? Unless it's all a hoax, but it's not.
I think there's a delicate balance.
Yeah.
I think a simple routine is beautiful, and I think an extra routine is beautiful. You got to find
a
middle.
I have a pretty simple routine, but it's still, I'm using, like, serums and things.
Yeah.
But I'm not, like, getting, like, I never get facials or anything.
Yeah. Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. I don't believe in extractions.
Yeah?
They scarred me once, and I was like, that's a tiny little thing, but I'm like, I don't believe in this.
Right.
So I use a very random skincare line, too, but, and when I go to Boston for shows, I go to this lady who makes the skincare, and she does, like, a facial.
Well, tell us.
So for a long time, I was using, like, expensive stuff, like La Mer and stuff like that, and then this woman... I met her at this meet and greet that my friends were doing for their show, but I just happened to be in town with them, and she was fans of their show. And she was like, can I send you guys some product? And so she sent – and my friends weren't paying attention, so she just sent me it.
I love that.
Yeah. And so she sent me some
product. Did those products ever come? No, I don't know, man. Yeah. I never got them.
She sent me six.
What a flake.
Yeah, what?
What a bitch.
So she sent me a bunch of product, and I started using it, and I noticed right away, like, my skin was, like, the best it had ever looked. Then I got my mom into it. Then I got, like, a friend who can literally buy anything. She's so wealthy, and she switched over to it. Like, it's incredible. So this lady's name is Robin Erb. She's based out of Boston, and the skincare, her website would be Urban Owens Skincare. It's incredible.
Cute.
It's.
I love a woman-owned brand, honey.
Yeah.
We love artisanal. We love woman-owned.
Yeah, it's all like vegan, cruelty-free type of stuff. Mm-hmm. And she makes it all herself. It's the best stuff.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Yeah.
We love that. Back to Amazon, the dirty, evil Amazon. Okay, I want to know about this product. You have this on your list. It's the Illuminage Skin Rejuvenating Eye Mask. With anti-aging copper technology.
So is that my pillowcase or my mask?
The mask.
I keep being not sure what you're talking about. Oh, because I don't know the names of them. Yeah. So, I have a copper pillowcase, too.
Oh, tell me about this. I don't know about copper.
I don't know.
Listen. The feel of copper, the metal of our lives.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. That was off key, but it's fine. Okay, this is a $40 eye mask. What is copper in your face mask for?
I don't know. It does kind of freak me out, but my mom got them, and so I was like, I'll try it, too, because my mom obviously looks great.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, it is good to, like, sleep on a silk pillow, and then if you wear an eye mask. Eye mask meaning, like, to block light.
Yes.
Which I totally need. And
same.
Yeah, right?
I sleep with earplugs and an eye mask. I'm like, if the apocalypse comes, I'm sleeping through it.
Yeah.
Nobody bother me.
Then you need to not listen to murder podcasts because you would terrify yourself.
Yes.
Because since I've been listening to the murder podcast, I get very freaked out by me wearing an eye mask. I don't wear earplugs, but like I think like I wake up in the middle of the night and just do like a quick check. Is there someone in here?
Oh, yeah, same.
Yeah.
Haunting of Hill House. It was on Netflix. That show has, like, hidden dead ghosts and shit in the background of all the shots. I couldn't sleep every time I'd get up to pee, I'm like, there's a ghost. I'm not going to look. I would, like, put my hands around my face and just walk to the bathroom. Like, there's a ghost standing in my living room. I know it. I 100% know it, but I'm just going to keep on going and piss.
Keep on trucking.
I'm going to piss and go back into my bed.
See, I force myself to go check. I'll do a check in the middle of the night sometimes.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking more murderers.
But if you find the murderer, they're still going to kill you.
No, I got weapons. Okay. I got a taser.
Okay. I have that on here. That's on my list.
I just got it.
We'll get to the taser. Finish telling me about this copper eye mask.
I don't actually know what the copper part of it does, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
But I know, like, the silk part of it's just good. It's, like not harsh on your skin.
Yeah. Okay. So you have a copper Is it made out of silk as well? I mean, I've never heard of this.
Yeah.
Is copper the next big thing?
Who knows?
Rejuvenating sleep
mask. It's also probably like giving me cancer or something.
I mean, I think it might be fixing cancer. I don't know.
Okay,
here we go. Copper fibers. Copper ions are released into the moisture space between the fabric and the skin, which leads to the ions interacting with the skin's upper layers to boost the natural growth of proteins, promote cellular skin renewal, and reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles.
I mean, I'm already sold.
Sounds pretty fancy to me.
Right?
Copper-infused polyester, so it's vegan. Listen, I might order one of these.
Do it.
Why not? I'll tell the honeys what's up. I'll tell everybody if I think this is good or not.
Well, and I like the pillow, too, because it always stays cool.
Mm-hmm. I'm all about those pillowcases now. Mm-hmm. That was a huge change for me.
You have silk ones, too?
Yeah, I do satin, but mm-hmm. yes. And then I switch them out all the time.
Is silk not vegan or something?
Yeah, it's not.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
No, I don't care. It's fine. I just have to practice what I preach. Mm-hmm. You gotta be thorough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. While we're on it, let's talk about your taser, because I do have a note of it. It says, purple pepper spray taser combo, should I get? ?
Yes.
Okay. We don't want to get murdered.
Yeah, no.
Where do we get this? It's on Amazon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm putting it on my wish list.
There's so many little...
I'm single now. I live alone.
Yeah, you need weapons.
Yes. I definitely need weapons.
I walk a lot. I walk like 6 or 7 miles a day.
Wow.
Try to. Yeah, because I can't do like high intensity workouts. Mm-hmm. I get tired.
Yeah.
So I'm a big walker and I...
That's all you need?
Yeah, I walk and listen to murder podcasts while I'm walking.
Yes.
So I'm just constantly terrified.
Yes.
And so I just was Googling the best weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, I got
best accessible weapons. Yep. Accessible weapons 2019. Great.
I got to get this one too. There was a ring that for joggers. It's a ring, and then there's like, it has like a little rubber cover over it that is a knife, and then
okay.
it has serrated edges. So if you do get attacked and you stab the person, it will pick up their DNA.
So if they find you dead, the case will be closed
at
quicker.
Least, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm here for that.
Yeah, but so the taser, I don't know. It's not one that will like, I think it's a stun gun where like it will like jump out of mm-hmm. the person. This one, they have to be like in close proximity. Mm-hmm. However, who's going to approach me if I'm holding a freaking taser?
Yeah.
Like
you just go pop, pop.
I never should walk at night, and I rarely do, but like I live so close to the Comedy Store and I had a show and it was done at like, you know, 8:45, 9.
Yeah.
So like it was barely even just getting dark.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm just going to walk home. It's like just like, you know, a quarter mile or whatever. And so I just turned the taser on as I was walking down the street. There's like a red light on it. Like no one's going to approach me.
Yeah.
Especially if I like just click the button and the little spark comes
out.
That's
what I'm saying. You just
like,
You keep your finger on it and you just go pop, pop, bitch.
Yep.
Pop.
This
pop.
Exactly.
Come try me
come
tonight.
Come at me. Yeah.
Come try me tonight.
I got Mace right here hanging off the backpack. I got the taser in this hand.
You're ready.
Yeah.
I mean, you never can be too careful, honestly.
I think the crazier you look, the less likely someone is going to approach you.
I mean, I'd like to think.
Yeah.
Yeah. You never know in fucking LA.
True. Oh, yeah.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We've covered a lot already, honestly. You talked about walking.
Mm-hmm.
Is walking a self-care ritual for you?
Yes.
Yes.
It's a physical and mental health little mm-hmm. ritual for me.
Yeah. And, you know, I've seen doctors that said all you really need is to walk half an hour a day.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you really need to be doing, keeping the body moving.
Yep.
So are you just, you said you get tired. This is just the exercise that you found that works for you, works mm-hmm. for your lifestyle, whatever.
Well, and I'm naturally, like, really muscular, so if I do,
I was gonna say I would have thought you definitely swim or run or like
no.
do track or something.
No, I build muscle real easy. So if I was to do like CrossFit, well, I mean that's an extreme example. If I was to really do anything
right.
other than walking, I would look like a little bulky.
How interesting. Oh, I feel so bad for me. I just build muscles so quick.
No, but it's like not the cute kind.
That's really
it's like the
kinda,
real muscular.
But that's really
because I'm not tall or anything.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, as a ballerina, I think it's muscle memory.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you set yourself up when you're real young, it just really carries itself.
It really
over.
Does.
It really does.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Man, why didn't I do anything athletic as a child? I was
you're
too
tall
busy
and skinny.
Playing the fucking Sims and shit, you know?
You know, because you were like, I have good genetics. I don't need to do anything.
I guess, but we got to keep it together. You know what I mean?
I'm so jealous of people with just naturally, like, skinny jeans.
Well, I work, though. I do Pilates.
Okay.
Like, you know.
I do that, too. I do this Legree thing, like, twice a week, but besides that.
What's that?
It's like, it's only 25 minutes long. It's like Pilates on
short.
A super reformer.
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
No.
So, like, you're going to be, like, you'll be in the plank, right? Normal mm-hmm. Pilates machine. And then all of a sudden, they will, like, tilt it side to side. It's like a little robot. They'll, like, raise it up
oh
and down.
God.
And yeah, it's crazy.
It's like the mechanical bull inside of Sunset.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Ranch.
Saddle Ranch.
Yep. Totally.
Wow. Like mechanical bull Pilates.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, I like a short, I just get bored.
Yeah.
I hate it. I hate it. But the whole time I'm doing it, I just go, I'm going to be fucking hot. I'm going to be fucking hot. And I'm like, it just, that's how I get through it.
Yeah.
I'm like, my vanity will prevail. My vanity will prevail.
Yeah, it's 2.0 right now because you're going through a breakup. You got to just really come out of the gate strong.
I'm trying. I'm
come
trying.
Out swinging.
Are you single?
Yes.
So let me ask you something. What do you think about like sending nudes?
Don't do that until you really know the person.
Yeah,
you don't want those floating around.
But do I?
Do you? Maybe you want them.
That's
I don't know.
What I'm saying.
I made the Kardashians, so.
I've always been, everyone listens to Nashbeat knows that I consider myself a never nude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very uptight about my body. I'm very uptight about showing my body. I won't go to the Korean spa,
okay.
You know, that kind of thing. But now that I am going through this, I can reinvent myself.
Yeah.
It's like an open opportunity to reinvent myself,
maybe you're one
right?
of those weird friends that's just always naked. I have friends like that where I'm just
put
clothes on.
Always.
You don't need to walk around our hotel room naked.
Always.
I don't want to see your vagina.
Right. So there's
a happy balance.
Yes. I would say old Jackie was the extreme in the other direction of that. You know what I mean? Like, it's like Bachelorette weekend. Everyone's changing. I would like go in the closet and change. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, nobody look at me. I would shower in a swimsuit. Like, you know what I mean? Okay. Not that extreme, but you know what I'm saying? So like, I was at a Bachelorette the other weekend. I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a shower and I'm going to leave the door open. So people could get ready in there while I'm showering.
Yeah.
You could see straight through the shower glass. I was like, here's my pussy, here's my asshole, here's my titties, here's it all. I'm a new, you know, never knew Jackie can't come to the phone right now.
Yeah.
I'm a new woman.
Yeah, you're new. You're
and so I never took nude photos of myself ever.
Uh-huh.
Because I was like, someone's going to see them. They're going to go to my cloud. They're going to be seen.
I'm going to accidentally text them to a family member.
I could accidentally hit them and send them to somebody or whatever. But lately, every once in a while, I'll take one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're all on the phone. Should I send them?
No. Well, who to whom?
I mean, you know.
You dating already? Okay. No, I think you got to wait till you're dating the person a while.
Right.
You don't want, they're going to, then they have it. How long have you been dating the person? Enough time? I don't know.
I don't know. When will this episode come out?
It depends on if you trust them.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just trying to be I'm experimenting, honey. You know what I mean? I'm a new woman, and I'm, as a single person out there in the scene, I mean, I don't know how old you are, but we're similar-ish times in our life. We live in the same city. Like, what's the dating scene like in this town? You know what I mean? Like, you're saying just no nudes.
I don't personally send them, but I also, like, if I've been dating someone a long time, but, like, you know, like,
what do you mean a long time? What's a long time? Like 6 months to a year?
Like boyfriends, yeah.
Okay. Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm not throwing them out there to randos.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't think I would ever throw them out
even
to randos.
Even like a two-monther? No.
Right, right. A two-monther seems, okay, interesting.
So you're like, okay, cool, noted. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to delete those.
I'm going to tell this story. I might delete it, okay? I might erase it. We'll see where we're at when this comes out. So, I'm seeing someone, mm-hmm. right? He's a good person. He's in.
Does he listen to the podcast?
No. Well, sometimes.
You never know. I always used to think that. I'm like, no one really hears this. A ton of people hear it, and I know that, but I'm like.
Thousands of people all over the world hear it.
All over the world. Yes. And I'm like, this will never get back to the person. Oh, it gets back to them always.
Oh, of course. Yes. So he was recently in another country, okay? Far away from us, 12 hours in the future, right? I decide to send him a picture of my titty. Now,
Titty? Just one?
One titty.
Because, why one?
Well, because I think it's less derogatory.
I don't even understand how that's... You just covered one then you just cyclops the other?
So basically, great question. So basically, the wide-angle iPhone lens, this is a tip for everybody out there, can be really unflattering to your face, depending on your angle. It can, like, widen out your nose and whatever, a distort. But if you happen to be a small-breasted person...
Okay.
You can get a beautiful one-titty photo.
Because
this wide-angle lens gives you just a perfect, big, beautiful titty.
Okay.
Right? So I got a beautiful one-titty pic. And right. I just...
I get it now. I like
and,
it.
And like the
and
titty...
And now I'm seeing the artistic aspect of
it's
it.
It's like... You
She's
don't
reenacting
give,
it right
you
now.
You don't want to give too much. It's like peekaboo, one titty.
Yeah.
I'll show... You want to see it?
Yeah, sure.
I'll show you the photo. I think it looks really good. And again, I
never thought about the wide-angle lens side.
And I didn't put my face in it. And
oh,
that's the
so
thing.
There you go. That's kind of smart.
But you can tell it's me because I'm wearing my use code Natch necklace. But this is something that old Jackie would never do. She would never show a stranger her titty.
That's a great photo. Oh, that's a great photo. You look like you have fake boobs.
See?
It's like you have the most perfect boobs.
But it's the wide-angle lens.
Dang.
And I filtered it, of course.
If I wide-angle lens mine, that would be a whole situation.
But I'm telling you,
bleeding over into one side.
I don't have big breasts, but they look pretty big. It looks big, but again, it's the one. And again, this is probably my bigger boob. It's probably my nicer boob. But you see, it's very artistic,
right? It looks great.
Thank you. So,
did he like it?
Well, let me tell you what happened. So this was very vulnerable of me to send, right? This is a
the time difference.
This is a big deal for me to send this. Big deal, okay? Because I'm vulnerable. I mean, I haven't sent a nude photo, I don't know if ever.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think I might have sent like one of me in my panties to my husband when we just started dating 9 years ago, like whatever. So I sent this photo at 10:34 p.m.
Okay.
I get a response the next day at 4:23 a.m. So this was a long...
So he waited... Wait, a whole... Wait, so 10:23, wait, p.m.?
Thursday, 10:34 p.m., Friday at 4:23 a.m.
So no, he only waited 6 hours, basically.
Yes, but that's a long time when you send a vulnerable fucking photo?
Also, you should have been sleeping. You were just awake all night.
No.
Like, when is he responding?
I mean, I don't want to say I was, but I probably was. Yeah, I didn't get his message until I woke up. Right. So then I get this message.
But you also have to realize, too, he may not have had, like, when you're out of the country,
there was a huge time difference. Plus, it said sent as text message.
He didn't even get it. He wasn't
on iMessage. Well, his phone was on airplane. But let me read what I get back, okay? I don't get back, damn, you look hot. I don't get back. This is what I get back. I'll probably have to cut this. I turned my phone on. I turned my phone on after a 2-hour testimony from a Holocaust survivor. And a 2.5-hour walk through the most famous Holocaust museum in the world. And when I took my phone off airplane mode, this was the first text I received.
You were like, so you liked it?
I put, you're welcome. And then I just immediately felt like fucking garbage.
Did he say anything else after that?
Why did I send a fucking titty pic? What, this is what I get? That I said I was vulnerable. I was vulnerable. I made the decision to send a titty pic. I made this
response for someone that's so nervous to send that.
It was such a big deal for me to send this photo. I was like, it was 10 at night. I was like, yeah, he's going to wake up to a titty pic. It's going to be sexy.
Oh, you know?
And then I'm at fucking Auschwitz. Thanks for the tit.
That might be one of the worst responses. Oh my God.
Fuck me, man. I have the worst timing, okay? Like, the worst timing.
I really hope you don't edit that out, because that's hilarious.
The worst timing.
Did he say anything else after that?
I mean, I felt fucking so bad. I wrote, I'm so sorry. He put, no, I loved it. Do not feel bad. Timing was unreal.
Oh,
he thought
okay.
It was funny, but it's not funny. You know what I mean? Like, there's a couple things that I would argue aren't funny, and that's one of them I'd put in the not funny. Like, I'll never do any Holocaust material. You know what I mean? Like, that ain't funny to Jaggy Jag.
Yeah, no.
I won't find a joke in that.
Yep, nope.
So it was just... He's on this, like, emotional trip that's, like, basically for do-gooders saving the world. It's, like, this whole thing. And I'm like, you know what?
You're like,
take
titties.
This titty, baby. Take this titty. I don't know.
That's amazing.
This podcast has slowly become a, like, relationship. Like,
When you're dating... It does tend to become that. Like, you'll find yourself,
it will,
like,
infuse itself.
You find yourself, like, just always bringing up dating. Because you're just, like, because you're trying to navigate it. So, like, when you have another guest on, especially one that is also single, you just kind of start talking about it.
Right. Well, and I would honestly say that beauty and self-care, I think nailing the perfect singular titty photo.
You don't be ashamed of the photo. It's a great photo.
But you learned something,
yeah, but
right?
I don't know if my boob needs to look any bigger and whatever in a wide-angle lens.
But, yeah, okay. Well, I would honestly like you to experiment.
Okay.
For yourself.
I will. I'll try.
Yeah.
I'll see.
And it's a good tip out there for anybody with a smaller titty.
Yeah.
Do a one-er. Do a one.
See, I have to do like a... I could never just take a photo that was like... titty out without some sort of support, or like one arm really high in the air to lift it up or something.
Yeah.
There's got to be some weird angles I got to go with.
Maybe you could take it upside down and then flip it. Like, do the, like, rotate the photo.
Yeah, I'm doing aerial yoga or something.
Yeah.
And then take a photo.
You could do a self-timer.
Yeah.
Do a handstand, crop, and rotate.
Rotate, yeah.
And be like, damn, those perky-ass titties.
Yeah, he wouldn't know.
You know?
Yeah, make sure the background doesn't give it away.
I'm telling you. Listen, we got really down to it today. Okay.
Solving the world's problems.
I mean, kinda. I guess that has to stay in. It's too good.
It's one of the funniest things I've ever heard. It's really just the worst response you could receive to such a vulnerable thing.
I literally fucking died. I sent it. Don't get a response. And let me tell you something. When it's 10:30 at night here, it's like morning there.
Yeah.
So I was like, he's going to get it. You know? Yeah. No, I don't get a response. So for the next like 3 hours I'm awake, I'm just like, did he get it? Is he, you know, why isn't he telling me he likes it? And then I wake up to, oh, you just... you know, really inappropriately put a punctuation mark on one of the most profound, sad days I've ever experienced as a person.
Good. I'm actually, like, a little bit jealous it didn't happen to me, because I want that story.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be able to tell that story on stage.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
Yeah. I
frankly.
Mean, that's why I was, like, I had a note here, because I was, like, Rachel's a comic. We don't know each other. This is a great icebreaker. And this is something that, like, I think I knew you would find the humor in.
Oh, it's
and
amazing.
So, great. Listen, back to beauty. Okay. Do you have any other self-care rituals that really kind of define you and your beauty and your skincare? We walk.
I drink a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
We
bronze. We highlight.
Yeah. I don't drink like soda or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I try to eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I won't eat fast food.
Mm-hmm.
I eat like square whole meals.
Mm-hmm.
I think that a lot of beauty stuff is from the inside
100%.
out. 100%.
100%.
I don't know. And I try to work on being an overall like happy person, mm-hmm. which I think does,
yes.
you know,
but
affect
I think,
the way you look and the way your essence and stuff are.
100%.
So meditate and shit.
Yep. Meditate and shit.
Yeah.
That might be another title event.
There we go. Meditate and shit.
Rottweiler eyebrows, meditate and shit. And don't send nudes to the Holocaust Museum.
Jesus.
So fuck.
Don't airdrop nudes to the Holocaust Museum.
Listen, we're getting down to the end here. We've had a great time. Okay, so why don't we tell us about Be Here for a While?
A podcast. It's in the comedy category, so it's a comedy podcast, but sometimes I just talk about random shit. Like, I like to talk a lot about, like, self-care stuff and, like, being a better person and all that. Talk about dating, real life stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe I can come back and tell it on your show.
Oh, my God. Please do.
Yeah.
Such a good story.
I love that. Okay, and then you also gig. Why don't you tell us where we can find you on Soch? Any gigs you have coming up in July and August or beyond, and where we can find your show, your podcast.
So yeah, my podcast is Be Here for a While on all the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all those. Social media, I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Rachel N. O'Brien. It reads like Rachel N'Brien. And Rachel,
oh, I never realized. I thought it was Rachel N'Brien, like you were making a statement.
No,
you
know? It's just my middle initial. Love and that. Rachel's spelled R-A-C-H-A-E-L. So it's R-A-C-H-A-E-L-N-O-B-R-I-E-N. And then my show dates are usually on there or on my website, rachelbryancomedy.com. But
very cool. How was Europe?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
How long were you gone?
Like 3 weeks. And we performed in seven cities, six countries.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
How were the audiences in terms of like understanding and getting the jokes?
They were good because most of the people that came were either like my podcast listeners or like social media followers or the girl I toured with, like people she knew. It wasn't like a lot of people just wandered in on a Groupon or something.
Right.
It was like they knew what they were getting.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
I just find, I don't know this really, but I have a feeling that I'm not funny anywhere but America.
You would find you probably are.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's...
I know for a fact that English people don't think I'm funny.
Well, really?
I just feel like my humor's too loud.
I don't know about that. Well, you probably have podcast listeners all over the world, so you know that you do.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
But I just mean in general, like, you know, like the dry British humor?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm the complete opposite of that.
I don't know. You're dry.
Fine. Yeah, I am dry.
Sarcastic, dry.
Yeah, I'm dry.
Yeah.
Take that.
I feel like there's a lot of, well, I think there's a lot of like Australian and British comics that are loud too. I don't think that's,
I would like, send me some if everybody has some, just to expand my horizons, you know, because, you know, I'm a freaking bumpkin and we're always trying to learn and expand.
Expand.
Send a titty photo or two.
Live our lives.
Well, I'm glad you saw my boob.
Oh, it was a great photo.
Thank you.
An even better story.
Now you know why I sent it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it's a great photo.
Yeah.
I mean, he needed to see it.
Right.
And he was happy with it. It's just the timing. Is he, like, sarcastic? Did he know that that was going to be a little bit of a jarring response?
I don't know.
Was there, like, a ha-ha at the end of it? No. No.
I'm telling you, when I got it, I thought, he hates me, I'm a monster. And this has happened already in our relationship. He was like on the border doing like border work, and I'm at a fucking weed party, like Instagram weed party. It's just like, this is what happens when you date somebody who's like a good person, like a textbook good person.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean? Like changing the world. And I'm like, hi, I'm at the fucking weed party doing fucking boomerangs with joints. And you're like on the border saving children. Like, you know what I mean? It's fine.
Yeah, but he probably likes you because you're different than him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Opposites attract.
Yeah, man.
And it's not like you can't go to museums and be cultured.
Yeah.
You know? Can do all that stuff. I'm I'm well-rounded.
Yeah, I'm a good...
You're not the only one that likes culture.
I'm a good person, too, in other ways, okay? Okay, enough about my dating life, okay? Okay, thank you so much, Rachel, for being here. I'm
Thanks
glad
for
we're
having
friends
me.
Now.
Yes, we are. We'll go out now that you're single.
Yes.
Or not single. Who knows?
I'll walk.
Depending on this relationship.
Yeah. Maybe the photo ended at all. Who knows? Let's walk somewhere.
Okay.
We can bring our tasers.
I love it.
And we can just be ready for what comes at us.
Yeah. Come what may.
Come what may. We'll tase. We will we'll mace.
Just randomly in the air.
You know.
Just a preemptive mace.
Well, you know what? I have that pink mace. I've had it forever. I've had it for like a decade, and I've never used it. And I'm like, should I like try to see if it works?
Yeah.
But I'm nervous to spray it.
I did that when I was a little kid. And if
it's
you
the pepper spray.
You don't want to spray it in like a closed space.
Right, but if I went outside or something, then I'm like, it'll pick up in the air. And
you'll
be fine. The wind will...
Keep some glasses on, spray, and then run.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know
about
you want to make sure it's not expired. I think they do expire.
Well, but how do I get rid of it?
What do you mean? Just throw it away?
I know, but I feel like you can't throw that away. What if somebody's throwing out the trash and a sanitation worker and it sprays them in the fucking face? It's dangerous.
I don't think it's going to do that.
You got to dispose of things properly.
I'm sure there's way more things that they like glass and knives.
What's
and
what
things
I'm saying? People are monsters. You're not supposed to throw away stuff.
They have protective gear.
I'll look into it.
Okay.
I'll Google, okay?
There's probably a proper way to dispose of it.
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm going to buy that taser. I'm going to put it on my list.
Frankly, it's just entertaining to own.
Yeah.
I just enjoy it.
I mean, I don't want anybody fucking with me at night.
Yeah.
So,
nope.
Yeah, I walk the dog late at night. Bring it on.
No, you know what I mean? Just carry that. No one's going to
approach
you. Stay
sexy, don't get murdered. Yep. Yes. Okay. Well, on that note, thank you for being here, Rachel.
Thanks
for everybody, check out Be Here for a While. And I'll be coming on. Don't worry. I'm going to make her book me right after this.
Absolutely.
Yes, done. Okay. Everybody remember, you deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.